Like, that's exactly the way I would have looked at it. And so I was sympathetic to his view. I understood why he would not readily be moved. Actually, my sympathy moved him more, meaning my understanding of how he felt about my thing, I think, took him aback a little, because most time people, they want other people to believe what happened to them. And when other people tend to dismiss it, there's a fence there. But again, it's not offensive to me because I used to be that way. But a lot of these things are, you know, the things you could say, well, people have this already. You know, people are smart, people are wise. You know, prophecy, anyone could just start talking and say, thus saith the Lord, you know, but by the Spirit of God. To declare the true God can only be done by the Spirit of God. A true prophet can only speak by the Holy Ghost. You know, so some people would like to see all these things in themselves. And that's what he's saying. Well, one is doing this, another is doing that, and they all do it and it all works together. You know, because there's one Spirit, because it is God that's working in us. We're not working to make God. God is working to make us. And he's causing things to be done. Another, diverse kinds of tongues. Now, you know, what, did they go to college and learn how to speak different languages? Oh, yes, I have the gift of tongues. I took Russian in college. Mm-mm. This is a spiritual gift whereby people are able to speak to people in languages they don't understand. And it's by a miraculous power. Without some sort of miraculous power behind it, it's just a bunch of, you know, it's just hocus pocus. There has to be a real power behind it. All these worketh at one and the same self-spirit. Self-same spirit. Dividing to every man severally as he will. You know, as he wills, according to his will, dividing, he separates, he distributes to each man according to what he wants. One spirit, you know, causing these operations. Okay. And in verse 12, he says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of the one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Meaning, you've got an arm and a leg, and all together, though there are many pieces, there's one body. Christ is like that too. There are all kinds of things, and they're all joined together. Now, on the earth, we don't see it like that. The reason he says this is because, of course, we're all individuals, right? And we do things, and a lot of times we don't even understand what we do. Or we don't understand how we, you know, like, for a long time, I existed not knowing any brethren who believed the gospel, right? According to truth. Now, I've met some, and I know by meeting them, I realize there must be others. There must be others who have the truth. There must be other people who think and believe on the same Christ the way I do. They must be. Because... because if there isn't, then it's just like, well, the self-same spirit is not operating. Because it would guide us all to the same conclusions. I'm not saying there has to be some big church out there. In fact, that, you know, they could be divided in as far as we don't know each other and stuff, but we're all operating. We don't, you know, like the right hand doesn't always know what the left hand is doing. And in fact, when they work together, my right hand has no idea it's working with the left hand, you know? The left hand holds the nail, the right hand swings the hammer. And even when you put your hands together to do something, when you put it on two hands on the handle of a shovel, the left one has the one grip, the right one has the other grip. And the muscles work differently. And they are dumb. They have no knowledge one of the other. I mean, you know, I could touch them together and try to introduce right hand meet the left hand. They don't know each other. But even though they be just parts of my body, the head, which is Christ, is in complete control. And he knows what everything is doing. And he's causing it to happen. And they are one in him. though they don't see themselves that way necessarily. You know. You know, and parts of the body, they're together. You know, I mean, sometimes people do see each other, right? Of course, they're together, you know, in one place, and you gather together in the body of Christ, right? And they all work together. But still, there are parts of the body near, and there are parts of the body far. Parts of the body work in close concert. The right hand's finger, you know, like when I play the guitar, my whole left hand, each finger does something separately, but the hand is working as one. You know, my left hand works as one, and my right hand works as one, though I use but one finger. And to me, that analogy is clear. It's like there are things that separate distance, time. You know, we are one with the body of Christ that was in Paul's day, and they're all dead, but we are one with them. That's the idea, at least. Verse 13, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made, all made, to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, behold, I am not the eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where was the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Meaning, if we were all hand, there wouldn't be a body. It would just be one big hand. Now there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor yet again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacks. I'll stop there for a second. But you know what that means? Like, let's say you have an ankle that's hurt, or a weak ankle, or a weak this, a weak that. What do? You baby the ankle, right? You bestow more care. You know?